time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL-ITV. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. With me today in studio, I've got Commissioner Tony Martinez. And Commissioner Martinez, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Dave.
Now, you know, we talk about fun things and great, exciting things and stuff like that. Sure. But there's things that people need to realize, and it's just part of doing business. And it really is, and it's something that has to be done. Let's put it that way. It really does. Sure. And it's taxes. So let's just go ahead and we'll talk a little bit about that, and we'll try and ease some worries or concerns. How's that go?
Sure, sure. So I'm glad you said the T word, not me. But it's one of the things that I campaigned for was to maintain budgets and control spending. We always knew, and I think a lot of citizens here know that we're not in the best standing financially with the county. We have a lot of debt that we have to pay for on an annual basis. The revenue has gone away. So I will say this. There's been a lot of encouraging things that are talked about in the county, a lot of businesses looking to move into the area, which we're very excited about. There's going to be probably one major announcement coming up here in July about a local homegrown business that everybody knows. I'm not going to steal their thunder. They'll let them make their announcement, but there's going to be big things coming. However, that being said, with everything that we're projecting, everything that we're seeing, we may have to look at doing a little bit of tax increase. Now, when I say that, I'm not talking sales tax. I'm not talking property tax right now. What we're looking at is the TRT tax or the transit room tax. And for us, we look at it as that's the easiest one to go after that doesn't really affect the locals. This would be the folks that come and stay at the hotels. We're looking to increase that tax rate just a bunch. Well, not a bunch, a bit. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to scare everybody with taxes. We're not going to go back to the talk a few years ago about the 700% tax increase. And again, that kind of got blown out of proportion. People thought that was an overall, a person's household tax was going to increase by 700%. That wasn't the case. It was just one municipal tax that was going to be adjusted. So we want to talk about that now. We want to kind of, set the tone and say that we're looking at just one possible option right now, and that is the TRT or the transit room tax.
So it's basically a tax on hotel rooms.
It is.
And that makes sense. Really, it does, because that's one way that you can get revenue. It really is. And that, and they always throw their like a restaurant tax in there too at the same time.
Sure.
And
sure.
So, but yeah, I think that is something that actually people can get behind.
Sure. And people think sales tax. I know that some of the folks that have car dealerships and have trailer sales businesses, that is one of the things that attracts people to them from outside the area, is that we do have a lower sales tax. So in no stretch or means are we talking about increasing or changing that tax right now. We feel that that's very solid where it is. We like the business that those guys are doing. It looks like the cars and trailers are moving pretty well. The economy is doing well. So we don't want to affect that. But however, if you look at the hotel rooms and see the amount of traffic that's in there, we can get a couple more dollars from the people that are staying there, and it doesn't come directly from the county citizens. For us, we see that as an easy burden to pass on.
Right. That's really a win.
Yes.
It really is. So, but that's really what you're looking at right now.
Yes.
Nothing ominous, nothing terrible.
No.
And that's why I think we've talked before in the past about that's why we get together and have these conversations so people know that it's coming at them and they'll understand where it's coming from.
Oh, right. Nobody likes surprises.
No.
Right? You don't want to open up the check or the statement and then say, uh-oh, this thing just doubled or tripled or whatever. But if you're well known in advance that there are going to be some changes, those are easy to deal with.
All right. Well, Tony, once again, thank you for stopping in. We really appreciate it. And anytime you want to come by, thanks.
All right.
Be more than welcome to.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, head on over to KOAL for Castle Country Focus at 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.